ধারে জয় গোপী জন বল্লভ জয় গিরিবর ধারে জয় গিরিবর ধারে জয় যশোদানন্দন জয় বৃজনরঞ্জন জয় যশোদানন্দন জয় বৃজনরঞ্জন জয় যমুনা তীরবন চারে জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারে জয় যমুনা তীরবন চারে জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারে জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারে জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারে জয় গোপী জন বল্লভ জয় গিরিবর ধারে জয় গিরিবর ধারে জয় গোপী জন বল্লভ জয় গিরিবর ধারে জয় গিরিবর ধারে জয় যশোদানন্দন জয় বৃজনরঞ্জন জয় বৃজনরঞ্জন জয় যশোদানন্দন জয় বৃজনরঞ্জন জয় বৃজনরঞ্জন জয় যমুনা তীরবন চারে জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারে জয় যমুনা তীরবন চারে জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারে
జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధ మాధవకి జయం విష్ణుపాద పరిభ్రాచార్య పరమహంస శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ అభయచరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్య మహారాజ్ కి ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్య మహారాజ్ కి जय विष्णुपाद परिव्राजकाचार्य परमहंस श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कह श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि श्री श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा द्वारिका धाम की जय। नदिया नवदीप मायपुर श्री धाम की जय। श्री क्षेत्र श्री श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय। श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी की जय। श्री सीताराम जी लक्ष्मण जी हनुमान की जय। श्री गौरनिताय की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, Sri Prabhupada, Sri Gurupada, Padma ki jai. Narayanam namaskritam. नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपास्तमः वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणे परमानन्दमाधवम्। श्रीमद्भागवतम्। सो वी आर गोइंग टू रीड टुडे कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। विदुर उवाच प्रचेतसं गिरित्रेण यत्थासीत् पतिः संगमः यदुत्थाहरः प्रीतः तन्नो ब्रह्मन् भद्रावत् पदार्थवत् तन्नो ब्रह्मन् पदार्थवत्। विदुर उवाच प्रचेतेषां गिरित्रेण यथासीत् पतिसङ्गमः यदुत्थाहरः प्रीतः तन्न ब्रह्मन् पदार्थवत्। विदुर उवाच प्रचेतेषां गिरित्रेण यथासीत् पतिः संगमः यदुत्थाहरः प्रीतः तन्न ब्रह्मन् पदार्थवत्। विदुर उवाच विदुर उवाच प्रचेतेषां गिरित्रेण यथासीत् पतिसङ्गमः यदुत्थाहरः प्रीतः तन्नो ब्रह्मन् पदार्थवत्। विदुर उवाच प्रचेतेषां गिरित्रेण यथासीत् पतिसङ्गमः यदुत्थाहरः प्रीतः तन्नो ब्रह्मन् पदार्थवत्। विदुर उवाच प्रचेतेषां गिरित्रेण यथासीत् पतिसङ्गमः यदुत्थाहरः प्रीतः Tanna Brahman Bada. Matajis? So what word meaning? Vidura Ubacha. Vidura inquired. Prachetesam. Of all the Prachetas. Giritrena. By Lord Shiva. Yatha. Just as. Asit. It was. Pati. On the road. Sangamaha. Meeting. Yat. Which. Utahaha. Said. Haraha. Lord Shiva. Pritaha. Being pleased. Tat. That. Na. Unto us. Brahman. O great Brahmana. Bada. Speak. Arthabat. With clear meaning. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vidura asked Maitreya, my dear Brahmana, why did the Prachetas meet Lord Shiva on the way? Please tell me how the meeting happened, how Lord Shiva became very pleased with them, and how he instructed them. Certainly, such talks are important, and I wish that you please be merciful upon me and describe them. Please repeat responsibly. Vidura asked Maitreya, my dear Brahmana, why did the Prachetas meet Lord Shiva on the way? Please tell me how the meeting happened, how Lord Shiva became very pleased with them, and how he instructed them. Certainly, such talks are important, and I wish that you please be merciful upon me and describe them. Purport. Whenever there are some important talks between a devotee and the Lord, or between exalted devotees, one should be very much curious to hear them. And the meeting of Naimisharanya, where Sutta Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to all the great sages, Sutta Goswami was also asked about the talks between Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami. Sutta Goswami was also asked about the talks between Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami. For the sages believe that the talks between Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit must have been as important as the talks between Lord Krishna and Arjuna. As everyone is still eager to learn the subject of Bhagavad Gita, in order to become perfectly enlightened, Vidura was similarly eager to learn from the great sage Maitreya about the talks between Lord Shiva and the Prachetas. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnanan Janasalakya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Ananda Leela Mai Vigrahaya Hemavadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmei Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swarup Sri Bhagavata Tate Veda Shastra Haite Parama Mahatta. Hare Krishna. this is the verse, still is going on chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. And this verse, Vidura, like asking Maitreya Muni about the talks between the Vidura asking Maitreya Muni about like the Prachetas, when they met Lord Shiva, what happened to them, and different kinds of questions, no? When they met, how they happened, what Lord Shiva instructed. So this is wonderful, and in the purport also Srila Prabhupada emphasized the point here to hearing. So how hearing is so important, no? In devotional service, when you practice bhakti yoga, how hearing is so important. So we see here, when Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, so how do we know my devotees? So he gave a symptom, like how we recognize a devotee of Lord Krishna. So there is one verse we normally recite, is Matchita Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Kathayantas Chamam Nityam Tushyanti Charamanti Cha. So this is the quality, so we can recognize where the devotee is. So what they do normally, the devotees, when they meet together, they talk about Krishna. And those talks are so important. So anybody should be there, they should carefully hear about those talks. Because by those talks, by help of those talks, or the instruction from those talks, will give us the strength to overcome this material existence. So that's why it is so important. And Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, is full of that kind of talks. Talks between Lord and devotee, and talks between devotee and devotee. All over Bhagavatam, 12 cantos, no? From beginning to end. So that's why Bhagavatam is so important. That's why we say, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swarup Sri Bhagavata, Tate Veda Shastra Hoite Parama Mahato. So this gives the information about the mellow derived from devotional service, Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why it is above of all the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam Purana. So one verse I will quote, like this verse, the Mahatmya of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Purana Amalam Jad Vaishnavanam Priyam Jasmin Paramahansyam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Paramagiyate Tatra Jnana Vairagya Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Abhiskrutam Tatsruna Supathan Vicharana Parabhaktya Vimuchyanaraha. This is in 12th canto, 12, 13, 18. So this is a glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana. It's Amala Purana, spotless, no amal there. It's like, they say it's an impartial Shastra. It's like, no, it's not partial. It's nothing, it's partialism is going on there. It's not it's not the favor of some person or some caste of people. Favor is not favoring like that. It's for all of our, all people. It's impartial Shastra. So it's clean, very clean. That's why it's Amala Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then it is most dear to the Vaishnavas because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahansas. That's why it's very dear to the Vaishnavas. That's why those Vaishnavas, those Muktatmas, they always eager to hear Bhagavatam. Prati sloke prati akshara nana arthakaya. Every sloka, prati sloke, prati akshare, even every alphabet gives like different kinds of mellows, different kinds of meanings. And those muktatmas, they release those mellows all the time. That's why they're very eager to hear about talks between devotees and talks between Lord and devotees and devotees and devotees. So it's so important. Then this Bhagavatam reveals the means of becoming free from all material work. This is also most important point, sentence. See? So this Bhagavatam reveals the means of becoming free from all material works. So because this is the blockage. we have the blockage, no? See, to perform devotional service, there is some blockage in front of us. Like to flow the blood circulation in the heart, no? Sometimes there is blockage. So then we have to do angioplastic surgery and all those things, no? To clear out that blockage. So this is also blockage in our path of devotional service, to perform the devotional service. So how it will, the blockage will clear? Through here, Srimad Bhagavatam is described here. Together with the process of transcendental knowledge, renunciation and devotion, anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chant it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. So it gives also so much information. Jai Sri Sri Gaunithai ki, Jai Sri Sri Radharas Behari ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. So in the last line we see here, anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. So this is also giving the process how one can be liberated. So I'll also tell later in this session that how one should read Srimad Bhagavatam, how one should study Srimad Bhagavatam. But before that, I want to discuss about importance of hearing more. So here we see the devotional service, the Krishna Prem, like our target is Krishna Prem, and it's already in our heart. It's not that somewhere we'll get that devotion, that prema. It's already in the heart. What is in the stage is covered completely. So there in verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 22.107, that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabhu Nai Sravanadi Suddha Chite Karaye Udayam. So this verse says, how that Krishna Prema will? Again, it will come up from our heart. There is no external things like we can bring it up. So only through this Sravan and Kirtan. Sravanadi Suddha Chite. When you purify ourselves by this Sravan, then it will come up automatic. Not like from anywhere else it will pop up and come into, no? inside our heart. It is already there. So we don't need to do any extra process for that. So we have to do Sravan and Kirtan, he said. And even also, like Navadha Bhakti we have, no? Ninefold of devotional service we follow. So from out of those ninefold devotional service, this Sravan Kirtan is the topmost, they say. So through this Sravan Kirtan, Bhagavad Sravan, Krishna Katha Sravan, even Hari Nam Sravan, by this Sravan, it will come up automatic. So another verse, Rupa Goswami writing in Padyavali about this bhakti, you know, how it will come, how one will get this. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi kriyatam jadi kutapi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritir na labhyate. So this is a so beautiful verse, how one can get that pure devotional service. So pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activities in hundreds and thousands of lives. So even somebody thinks, I'll do some pious activities and out of that I'll get some Krishna bhakti, he has to forget about that. He can't do that. So only thing, now he's next he's saying, how he will get it. That, tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. That's only one price you have to give. There is no anything, not anything else. That, what is that? It can be attained only by paying one price. This is intense greed to obtain it. Intense greed. We need that. See, we have lobha, no? For so many things. To achieve so many things. Achieve different kinds of things. Material things. So when we have a lobha, how is our behavior? What we do? We are completely akanishtha to get that. Completely pinpointed, no? I have to get it. Without that, I can't eat anything. I can sleep. That happens, no? Something we have desire to get it. So we don't sleep. We don't eat. That is our behavior. So same way Rupa Goswami is saying here, we have to have that lobha, that greed. Then we can achieve that devotional service. And that's the only one price And then he's saying, what will do then? Kriyatam jadi kutapi labhyate. Kriyatam means to purchase it. So he's saying, it is available, if it is available somewhere, if it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. One should not delay. One should not think that, oh, should I purchase some or not? Without delay, he should purchase immediately. If somewhere, no, where this is Krishna Bhakti is there, somebody is selling it. So immediately one should go and purchase it. And where this Krishna Bhakti sold? Where this Krishna Bhakti sold? Normally. Where the devotee talks about Krishna. So that's why when the pure devotee talks about Krishna, that is the selling point. That is the market. We have to go to that market immediately if we know. And go and purchase. And what is the purchase value? What is the price? That greed we have to offer. I want this, I want that. Then they will give you. So that is the process to get that Krishna Bhakti. So this is the like two verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Padyavali. We know that how to obtain that Krishna Bhakti. And both of them is coming related to Shravan. Now in Srimad Bhagavatam from first canto, second chapter, verses from 14 onwards, no? It's giving the information about the hearing. How important is hearing? So I will recite some of those verses. Dharma ha swanishthita ha pumsam visakase na katha suja notpadayade jadratim srama evahi kevalam. So this verse, what information is giving us? So dharma ha swanishthita pumsam visakase na katha suja ha notpadayade jadratim. The occupational activities of a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke intense attraction for the message of Supreme Personality of Godhead. If it is not any work we do here, even in Krishna consciousness, some work we do perform, no? When we are in karma adhikar stage, we perform work here. And that time, what do we do? If that is not developing, that is not developing in our heart, attraction towards Krishna Katha or Krishna, then it is Rama Evahi Kevalam. It's only the waste of time, waste labor. So we do not want to do that, waste labor. That's why we have to be careful all the time. How we will carefully, how we will get attachment, increase the attachment towards Krishna Katha and Krishna. That's so important. And that was the verse, Srimad Bhagavatam 1 to 8, this verse. Then another verse is saying, 1 to 14, Tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan sattvatam patihi srotabhya kirtitabhyasa dhyaya pujascha nityada. So this verse, what is saying? Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about. And glorify. Hear about means hearing. Glorify means kirtan. No? Shravan, then kirtan. Then remember, smaran. And then worship, archan. To the personality of Godhead. So this verse is saying that. So for first is coming, hearing. So one has to give importance to hear. The hearing is the only thing it can clean our heart through. See, Krishna Katha and Krishna is transcendental by nature. And our heart now is not transcendental. It's a material thing because it's not purified. Until it's not purified, it's not transcendental. So how this heart will be transformed to the pure stage? So it needs a connection of transcendental thing, subject. So when this transcendental transcendental liquid or transcendental flow to the heart will go on continuously, then slowly that will transform. Like one magnet, you know, if we'll take a piece of iron and just rub it with the magnet, after sometimes it gets the value of magnet, no? After sometimes. So this is the same way we have to clean our heart, transform our heart to the transcendental position. So this verse is giving this information. And another verse, next verse, 15, 1 to 15 is going, what is saying? జదనుధ్యాసేన యుక్తః కర్మగ్రంథే నిబంధనం చిందంతి కవిదాస్తస్య కొనకుర్జాత్ కథారతిం. సో దిస్ వాస్ ఈ సేయింగ్ విత్ సోర్డ్ ఇన్ హ్యాండ్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ మ్యాన్ కట్ త్రూ ద బైండింగ్ నాట్స్ ఆఫ్ రియాక్షనరీ వర్క్ కర్మ బై రిమెంబరింగ్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. దేర్ ఫార్ హూ విల్ నాట్ పే అటెన్షన్ టు హిజ్ మెసేజ్. దిస్ ఈస్ సెయింగ్ సో నౌ యూ సీ లైక్ హౌ దిస్ కర్మస్ ద బికాస్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ అవర్ హార్ట్ ఈస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ కర్మిక్ రియాక్షన్స్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ దట్ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొడక్టివ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఫ్రమ్ టైమ్ ఇమోమయల్ లాంగ్ టైమ్. సో బట్ హౌ దిస్ కర్మస్ విల్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ ఆన్లెస్ దిస్ కర్మస్ విల్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ విల్ నెవర్ బి గెట్ దట్ భక్తి అధికార్ టు కృష్ణ. విత్ కర్మ అధికార్ వీ కెన్ నాట్ డూ ద భక్తి. సో హౌ విల్ గెట్ దట్ భక్తి అధికార్ ద కర్మ. What is the obstacle in between bhakti, karma and jnana? So that karma and jnana has to destroy. The how this karma and jnana will destroy? Through this hearing message of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. The message of God and message of devotees, no? Through that. That only clean, otherwise it won't clean. So for that, what do we have to do? So how we will get the attachment to the hearing? So we are not attached to hear now. We are not attached to listen anything. So normally we see like how many percentage, any talks with anybody. No, forget about any transcendental talks, Bhagavatam or anything. Even normal karmi talks, no? How much percentage we hear, no? We don't hear 100%, no? We hear? Do we? No. We hear how many percent? Maybe 10%, 20% we hear. Then, see, what happened to us normally when we try to hear? We hear 15%, then other 85%, what we do? We think, you know, we calculate immediately in our mind. We don't hear properly to anybody even, anytime, no? That happens. If somebody will hear properly, definitely he will give good results. But we don't hear properly. That happens all the time. So here, if we hear, but how we will get that attachment to the hearing? We don't have any attachment to hearing now. I don't have any attachment to hearing for anything. And whatever Krishna Gatha I mean, no? So, what next verse is saying, how we'll get the attachment to hearing? That is, Srimad Bhagavatam 1-16 verse. These are very nice verses, very instructive verses, Srimad Bhagavatam. Susru sahasradhanasya vasudeva katharuchi shyana mahata sevaya vipra పుణ్యతీర్థ నిసేవణాత్. ఓ ట్వైస్ వన్ సేజెస్ బై సర్వింగ్ దోస్ డివోటీస్ హూ ఆర్ కంప్లీట్లీ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ వైస్ గ్రేట్ సర్వీస్ ఈస్ డన్ బై సచ్ సర్వీస్ వన్ గెయిన్స్ అఫినిటీ ఫర్ హియరింగ్ ద మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ వాసుదేవ. దట్స్ ద ఓన్లీ వన్ లైక్ సొల్యూషన్ టు డెవలప్ ద అటాచ్మెంట్. సో టు హియర్ వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డూ? To surrender to sadhu. So that's unless we surrender, we cannot hear. It's not possible. So unless we hear, see, even somebody is singing kirtan, no? Unless we surrender to the kirtan, Hare Krishna Mahamantra and the devotee, that time we cannot hear. We say, oh, what he is singing? We cannot hear properly. If I surrender, oh, I like him. Okay, he's singing nice. Let me listen. Then I will be able to listen. Otherwise, I cannot listen. I'm here, it will go from here to here. No? But it won't go to my heart. It won't divert. It will go a straight cut, no? I need a L-shape, no? L-shape way. It will go like this, then it will go in my heart. But it won't go there. It will go bypass. So, we don't want that. So, unless we surrender, we cannot hear. It is impossible. So, first thing is surrender, then hear. So, then it's coming. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam. Jnanina tata darsina. That then Bhagavad Gita instruction comes here. So unless we surrender to a sadhu, we will not be able to hear. And this is the process to do that. So these are the instructive verses are there. Like how important is hearing. And Srunutam Sakatha Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridayantasthahi Yavadrani Vidhunati Sruhutsatam. See, these verses are regularly. So everybody knows these verses. But the importance of the verses is so like so big, no? Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, super soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotees. Cleanness, desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotees was developed the urge to hear his message, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So then, next is saying, when we have developed attachment to the devotees, the pure devotees, we will go and serve him, then Krishna will shower his mercy upon us. Like we see, Krishna kripa de guru mile, and then guru kripa de Krishna mile. So that's the process. So when first we'll get Krishna kripa, through that we'll get the pure devotee. Then after that, through pure devotee we'll get Krishna. So this is the verse is saying that. So like every day we recite one verse. Nashta prayasu avadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. So what this verse saying? By regular attendance in classes on Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. So everything, what troubles in our heart? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, these are the trouble, no? For bhakti. If we want bhakti, then the trouble is dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So this trouble will go away. If we hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day and serve pure devotees, then it will destroy from our heart all these troubles, all these misconceptions we have in our heart. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established in our irrevocable fact. So is irrevocable fact. So then Krishna Prema will immanent, no? That mela will start. So this is the process. Everything is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And also in this Prabhupada mentioning the talks between Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami, I took one verse from 10th canto, 7th chapter and 1st verse in the Trinavrata topics. That is, Sri Raja Ubacha Jena Jena Batarena Bhagavan Hari Rishwarah Karoti Karan Karoti Karna Ramayani Mano Janina Ha Prabhu Jachrunabhat Apati Aratir Bitrusna Satamcha Sudhadyati Archirena Punsah Bhaktir Harautat Purusecha Sakhyam Tadeva Haram Bada Manasyachet. This verse also saying very wonderful things. King Parikshit said, "My Lord Sukadev Goswami, all the various activities exhibited by the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are certainly pleasing to the ear and to the mind. Simply by one's hearing of those activities, the daddy things in one's mind immediately vanish." So this is like to clean the heart. What is the process? Every point, every is coming, last point is hearing. So hearing is important. Generally, we are reluctant to hear, like he's mentioning here, no? Generally, we are reluctant to hear about the activities of the Lord. But Krishna's childhood activities are so attractive that they are automatically pleasing to the mind and ear. Thus, one's attachment for hearing about material things, which is the root cause of material existence, vanishes, and one gradually develops devotional service to the Supreme Lord, attachment for him, and friendship with devotees who gives us the contribution of Krishna consciousness. If you think it fit, kindly speak about those activities of the Lord. So he's requesting there to tell me about the activities of Lord. Listening, hearing is coming again. So in Kali Yuga we see those are very unfortunate. Like two persons are very unfortunate in Kali Yuga. You know who are? Those people cannot hear. We have to feel very sorry for them. And those people cannot speak. And this is the two process in Kali Yuga. One can deliver, Shravan and Kirtan. Even if you don't have eye, or you do not have any other organs of the body, doesn't matter so much. But to have a ear is so important. You can Even ear is more important than even to mouth even. By hearing, you can speak through your mind. By hearing, you can see through your mind. When the mind is purified, we can see inside our mind. You can see inside. Prema anjana churita bhakti bilochanena santha sadaiva hrudayasu bilokayanti jam syama sundara rupa achinta guna sarupam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajami. So they can see all the sadhus. All the time they see Shyama Sundar, beautiful Shyama Sundar inside their heart. That one can see. But how will see that Shyama Sundar Rupa? Unless we know about Shyama Sundar. So unless we hear about Shyama Sundar, how we can see Shyama Sundar? We cannot see Shyama Sundar. So that's the, again it's coming, we have to hear. We have to hear, hear and hear all the time. After hearing, then we will be able to see. So now the point comes here. Okay, now this Bhagavatam said we should hear from the devotees. Another verse from Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami is mentioning Avaishnava Mukhat Girnam Putam Harikathamritam Sravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpo Chishta Jathapayaha. So he is also mentioning, from where we should not listen, from where we should not go to hear. That is also very important. We have to follow this also. We cannot hear from Avaishnavas. Because that is like the example you give, Sarpa Uchishta Paya. Paya means milk. Sarpa Uchishta means tested by a snake. It is also poison. So even the Harikatha is so powerful, but still Sanatana Goswami is obstructing us, said, don't go to hear from those kind of person. Those are not devotees. Those are not carrying Krishna. Those are not in the devotional path. Don't hear from them. So, this is so important also. We cannot hear from anybody. This will affect like a sarpa chishta paya. It will give us effect of poison, poisonous effect. That's why this is, and from Chaitanya Charitamrita, one story I will tell you here. One time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's one associate, his name is Bhagavan Acharya. Bhagavan Acharya, he is like his behavior is like a Gopabalak, no? Like Krishna's friend. So it's Mahaprabhu, related to Mahaprabhu. Also what he does, anytime some people come to the Puri, like Brahmana or some Kavi who like compile some songs about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or about Krishna, he wants that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should hear that. That was his like a nature, sentimental nature. So, but anything has to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that has to be filtered by Swarup Damodar Goswami first. That he was the secretary. Unless he's certified, nothing will go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. So, because of that, then he has to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the time. So, Bhagavan Acharya, what he does, he comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To Swarup Damodar Goswami. And then he asked, one time one Brahmana came and he compiled a natak, compiled a drama about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wanted that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should hear this. So then he came to Swarup Damodar Goswami. I said, please, you first hear, then if you okay it, then you can. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami, from beginning he is just reluctant to even take that approach, no? He said, those people do not have any alankar knowledge. Those people do not have any Shastric knowledge. They cannot compile anything about Krishna Lila. And what to speak about Chaitanya Lila, which is more deeper even. Chaitanya Lila even more deeper than Krishna Lila. So it's very difficult. So it's not useless. But then again, three times he approached. So please, like we say sometimes, please. So he said, also, please, you hear first time, you know. So then I requested for three times. Then he said, okay, we'll listen then, we'll hear. So they listened together, they sat down. Swarup Damodar Goswami with other devotees also. Then he started reciting the verses. And the verses is that, he's glorifying Lord. So he's glorifying Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on that verse. And what he was saying, that there's a beautiful, beautiful Lord Jagannath. Beautiful body of Lord Jagannath. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here. Lord Chaitanya came here.
is like the atma of, is like the soul of that big body of Lord Jagannath. He is mentioning that way. He's like after reciting the verse, Sarupadama says, okay, do it, Vakhya. Vakhya means the, explain it. So then he explained that way. Then Sarupadama Goswami was so angry. So he said, you did two wrong here immediately. What are the wrongs he did? He mentioned Jagannath. Jagannath is Chit Swarup. Jagannath is transcendental body. No, he is not the body of this material body. He made him like this is just a body of material body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Supreme Lord, who is Vibhu, he made him Anu, is a small soul like us. He made two offenses in one verse. So then he was so angry. And after he explained, Sarupa Damodara Goswami explained what is the real truth, real tattva. Then that's why he said, Gramya Kabira Kabita Hai Tattva Brahm. So that's why who doesn't know the, about the Shastric solution, Shastric injection, or Shastric tattvas, then they do the Tattva Brahma. Tattva Brahma means mistake on tattvas. And it's very dangerous in path of devotion. If you do one Tattva Brahma, your direction can change, go anywhere else. So that's why Tattva Brahma is very dangerous. Like this Mayavad is a Tattva Brahma, those are all Tattva Brahmis. So we cannot do any Tattva Brahma. It's very difficult. So then Sarupa Damodara Goswami explained what is truth, real truth. Then he saw that Brahman was so depressed, embarrassed also, no? Among all this. He felt like he is like a baka amongst the hansas. What the baka means? Crane with the Raja Hansa, what do they say? Swan, amongst the swan. So he felt like that. So then though Sarupa Damodara is a pure devotee and also he has good heart and he paradukhe dukhi, you know? Sarupa Damodara is paradukhe dukhi. So he said, then he consoled him, you know? He said, Jao Bhagavata Padha Vaishnavera Sthane Ekanta Ashrayakara Chaitanya Charane. Then he said, he gave him console. He said, okay, you should read, study Bhagavat. You have to go to the Vaishnavas. Jao Bhagavata Padha Vaishnavera Sthane. Go to the Vaishnavas and study Bhagavat. You cannot just go anywhere else you will come from. And anywhere you'll go and you'll study Bhagavat. You cannot listen to Bhagavat. And here also explaining how we can understand Bhagavatam. Next verse, next line what he said. Ekanta ashrayakara chaitanya charane. Ekanta ashrayakara chaitanya charane. Ja Bhagavata pada Vaishnavara sthane. So one can understand Srimad Bhagavatam only if he surrender to Lord Chaitanya. This is also another conclusion. Unless we surrender to Lord Chaitanya, we cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why Sarupa Damodara Goswami here injected this instruction. Then his next verse he said, Chaitanya ra bhakta ganer nitya kara sanga taveta janiva siddhanta samudra taranga. So beautiful verse. Chaitanya ra bhakta ganer nitya kara sanga. Every day you associate with devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Then, Tabeta Janivas Siddhanta Samudra Taranga. Then we will be able to know the waves of ocean of devotion. All this conclusion, no? Devotional conclusion on that ocean we will be able to know. Only if we will associate with Lord Chaitanya's devotees. That is one verse, another verse in Chaitanya Chandramrita, Prabhupada Saraswati is writing. What is that verse? Acharya dharma paricharya vishnu vicharya tirthani vicharya vedan vinana gaura priyapada sevam vedadidus prapya padam vidanti. So this verse is saying also same thing of this Chaitanya Charitamrita verse. So acharya dharma paricharya vishnu. So you may follow this varnasrama dharma, like all the dharmas perfectly, no? Acharya dharma paricharya vishnu. You may have worshipped Lord Vishnu with Sodasa Upachar, no? With with very nicely worshipped. Paricharja Vishnu. Vicharja Tirthani, Vicharja Vedan. And you have done, gone to Vicharja Tirthani means you have traveled all the Tirthasthanas, you know, on the holy places.
విచార్య తీర్థాని, విచార్య వేదాన్, అండ్ యూ ఆర్ ఎ వెరీ లర్నెడ్ స్కాలర్ ఇన్ ద వేద, డజంట్ మ్యాటర్, యూ హ్యావ్ డన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, బట్ వన్ థింగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ నాట్ డన్. వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్? బినాన గౌర ప్రియపాద సేవాం. ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ నాట్ డన్ ఓన్లీ వన్ థింగ్, దట్ ఇస్ గౌర ప్రియపాద సేవా, దట్స్ ద సర్వీస్ టు ద డియర్ డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ గౌరాంగ, దెన్ బెదాది దుష్ప్రాప్య పదం విదంతి. వీ క్యాన్నాట్ గెట్ ద దుష్ప్రాప్య పద ఆఫ్ బేద. వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్? వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్? వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ దుష్ప్రాప్య పద ఆఫ్ వేద? వాట్ ఈస్ ద దుష్ప్రాప్య పద ఆఫ్ వేద? వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అటెండ్ ఇన్ బేద. వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్? లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి రాధిక అండ్ కృష్ణ, రాధాకృష్ణ. ఓర్స్ వీ క్యానాట్ గెట్ దాట్ పదాన్ని బుధాంతి ఆరాధ్య భగవాన్ బ్రజేశ తనయ. వీ క్యానాట్ గెట్ బ్రజేశ తనయ ఆరాధ్య భగవాన్ అన్లెస్ వీ సరెండర్ టు ద డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ డియర్, వెరీ డియర్ డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ గౌరాంగ. దట్స్ సో ఇంపార్టెంట్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు డూ దాట్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ద ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వర్స్ వీ గెట్ వీ కెన్ గెట్. సో అనదర్ వే ఆల్సో, ఐ డోంట్ నో, వీ హ్యావ్ స్టిల్ టైమ్, లిటిల్ టైమ్. ఓకే, సో ఐ వాంటెడ్ టు డిస్కస్ అబౌట్ లైక్ హౌ దిస్ శ్రవణ్ ఆల్సో, సి శ్రవణ్ అండ్ కీర్తన్ సో ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇన్ ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ వన్ జీవస్ ఫ్రమ్ బిగినింగ్ టు ఎండ్. చైతన్య చరితామృత మధ్యలీల 19th చాప్టర్ ఫ్రమ్ లైక్ ఇస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ టు రూప గోస్వామి. మహాప్రభు ఇస్ గివింగ్ దిస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్. వెరీ వెరీ స్వీట్ వర్సెస్. టెన్ మినిట్స్ నా? ఓకే. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వర్సెస్ ఐ విల్ రీడ్ ఫ్యూ ఆఫ్ దోస్. అండ్ ఎవ్రీబడి నోస్ ప్రొవైడ్ సమ్ వర్సెస్. బ్రహ్మాండ భ్రమితే కోన్ భాగ్యవాన జీవ గురు కృష్ణ ప్రసాద పాయ భక్తి లత బీజ మాలి హయా కరె సేই বীজ আরোপণ শ্রবণ কীর্তন জলে কর এসেচন. সো হোয়াট ইজ সেইং? ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিত কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব, আই ওয়ান্ডারিং ইন দ্য হোল ইন ডিফারেন্ট ইউনিভার্সেস, ওয়ান ভাগ্যবান জীব, হি গেট দ্য বাই ইফ ইজ সো ফর্চুনেট হি গেট দ্য ভক্তিলতা বীজ, দ্যাট ইনফরমেশন দ্যাট হি ইজ দ্য কৃষ্ণ দাস. সো দ্যাট বীজ he got now. So now that bija he got in his hand, so now he becomes a gardener, and then he putting that bija in his heart, that bhakti lata bija he's putting in his heart. So now what is that? Then he, what is doing? He has to nourish, no, he has to take care the that plant of bhakti lata. Then what is doing? Shravana and kirtan jal, that is the water he's giving. Shravana kirtan jal karai sechan. Then upajiya bade lata brahmanda bhedi jaya biraja brahma loka bhedi parabhyam paya tabe jaya tadupari golak vrindavana krishna charana kalpa vrikshe kare arohana. So then the plant will grow slowly slowly, no, when you nourish it, no. Then it will go, it will cross the material ocean, then it will cross the Brahma Jyoti, then it will cross the Biraja river, then it will reach Vaikuntha Lok, and then tadu upari it will go to the Golok Vrindavan, and then he will land where? Krishna Kalpa Vriksha, that means Kalpa Vriksha, Krishna's lotus feet, it will land there. So here also, that's Shravana Kirtan. And another verse, I will not read all this thing, and one verse I will read from this only. Yeah. Okay. তাহা বিস্তারিত হয়া ফলে প্রেম ফল ইহা মালি সেচে নিত্য শ্রবণাদি জল. সো হোয়েন দ্যাট কল্পর বৃক্ষ দ্যাট ভক্তিলতা উইল রিচ ইন গোলক বৃন্দাবন অ্যান্ড দ্যাট কল্প বৃক্ষ ইন কৃষ্ণস লোটস ফিট অ্যান্ড দেয়ার ইট উইল বি ফুলি গ্রোন অ্যান্ড নাও ইট উইল গিভ সম ফ্রুটস বিকজ নর্মালি হোয়েন উই দ্য ক্রিপার অর দ্য ট্রি প্লান্টস বিগার it gives fruits, then we eat the fruits. That's a regular practice. So then, when it will reach Krishna's lotus feet, it will give the fruits. Fruits of what? Krishna Prem, Prem Phala. But same time, also here, the Mali, the gardener, what he has to do? Still is nourishing the plant with Shravana and Kirtan. He cannot give up the Shravana and Kirtan by that time. Okay, my plant is reached now, wherever it should be. I don't have to care. But still he has to care. It will go on. Until he is in here, in this material world, no? He has to click. That means every day we have to Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. That's why this Nitya Bhagavata Seva is so important. Every day we have to listen to Bhagavat. Every day we have to chant Krishna's name. Not every day, it's all the time we can say. So like, all the, then we can remember Krishna. Then we can, our life, our mission as a human life will be successful. Hare Krishna. So if you have any questions or comments, please.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your lecture. What Krishna was wearing at that time, means that Dwapar Yuga?
What is that?
Dhoti Kurta or something else.
What?
Krishna was wearing what?
Krishna is wearing what? Where? In Golok?
No, no, Vrindavan, 5200 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So Krishna came, what he was wearing, means Dhoti Kurta or something else.
Well... Well, Krishna can wear anything, like what he wants, no? Like in different places, he wears different things. In Golok Vrindavan, he's a cowherd boy. What cowherd boy's garments? He wears in cowherd boys. As a Braja Chaitanya, he wears different. As a Dwarkadhish, he wears different. As in Vaikuntha Narayan, he wears different. When he goes to war ground, he wears different. So in Braja Chaitanya, he's in a cowherd form, cowherd boys. Only like he mentioned, only peacock feather is there. And Banamala, no? Like the wildflower. Flute. What is that? Flute? When he started? Flute. Well, this is eternal. Krishna's eternal flute. But when that, you know that when Brahma, the first jiva, he came up, he was bewildered, no? Then he heard the Krishna's flute sound. And from eternally, Krishna's flute is there. But there is a leela that one time Krishna got the flutes. So I